Camille Saint-Saëns had fun suggesting the dancing of dinosaur bones, fossils he called them. His delightful suite is the Carnival of the Animals. They're actually fleshed out, these bones, in a family-friendly production at the Zollner Art Center on the campus of Lehigh University in Bethlehem as the 2017-2018 season continues. Deborah Sakarakis, Zollner's artistic director, stopped in at the WVIA studio to talk with Chris Norton about the next event.
Look what's coming to the Zollner Art Center in March. The Broadway show Kinky Boots, the Moscow Festival Ballet dancing Romeo and Juliet, and dinosaurs?
Oh my gosh, this is so wonderful. On Friday, March the 9th, we are bringing dinosaurs to Zollner Art Center. It's Earth's Visual and Physical Theater of Sydney, Australia. They guide your family through a tour of prehistoric Australia, and you get to observe, meet the dinos brought to life by a team of skilled performers and puppeteers. So these are all puppets. The dinos aren't real. That's a caveat. Spoiler alert. The dinos are not real. They were designed, however, in consultation with professional paleontologists. And the other thing I will tell you, it's not that scary. This is a family-friendly show, and the children will have a wonderful time being able to meet the dinos. This company has been creating eye-popping visual experiences through giant puppetry, stilt walkers, and inflatable environments since the 1990s. And they're building an international reputation. I think the dinos, as I affectionately refer to them, have become so popular that they have a company, they have a branch of their company that is now based in the United States. So I would say if you have been fascinated with fossils or with the thought of encountering a Tyrannosaurus rex or tried to envision what it's like to be on the planet during the prehistoric era, you should definitely come out to see Earth Dino Zoo on Friday, March the 9th at 7:30 p.m. Now, I will tell you that we have a school show on Friday, and that's at 10 a.m. So you can see the puppets. If you're a teacher, bring your students to see the dinos, the colorful recreation of our past. And parents, you can bring your children out to see the show again at 7:30 p.m., and that's Friday, March the 9th.
And then one of the world's favorite ballets, Romeo and Juliet, performed by the Moscow Festival Ballet on March 24th.
The Moscow Festival Ballet was founded in 1989 when Sergei Radchenko, one of the principal dancers of the Bolshoi Ballet, founded the company, an independent company, within the framework of classical ballet. And I think with some dancers from Bolshoi and Kirov, and enlisting great dancers from all across Russia, he formed the company to stage timeless classics of Giselle, Don Quixote, Carmen, and as you said, they will be bringing to Zollner Art Center Romeo and Juliet and Chopiniana, or Les Sylphides, with the music of Friedrich Chopin. And the music for Romeo and Juliet is the Tchaikovsky and not the Prokofiev. This extraordinary company has toured all over the world, and we're excited to have both of the programs. Romeo and Juliet follows the William Shakespeare script, so it's a story that is dearly beloved, and you will be astonished by the amazing skill and talent. And the costumes and the set for Moscow Festival of Ballet are pretty remarkable too. That's on Saturday, March the 24th, and it's at 7 p.m. Chopiniana and Romeo and Juliet.
Ballet on stage the 24th, and a little different kind of dancing just a few days later, March 29th, in Kinky Boots.
We are trading in the ballet shoes, the toe shoes, for Kinky Boots. That's at 7 p.m., and it's in Zollner Art Center. It's a great great story with book by Tony Award-winning Harvey Fierstein and a score by the Grammy Award-winning performer and pop icon Cyndi Lauper. This is a story about a young man, Charlie Price, who abandons his family. This is a common story. The father owns a shoe factory. The young man has no desire to follow his father's profession and goes off only to return when the shoe factory starts to flounder. And when he's trying to figure out how to save the factory, enter Lola, who is a fabulous drag queen. One of the most remarkable roles on Broadway is this role of Lola, who gives Charlie the idea to create lady shoes for men. So it's a great campy romp across the stage, across the shoe industry of Great Britain. And it's a winner of 6 Tony Awards, Best Musical, including Best Musical, Best Score, and Best Choreography. And I would encourage you not to miss a visit to the Lehigh Valley by the wonderful and fabulous Lola, Thursday, March the 29th at 7 p.m.
Deborah Sakarakis, the artistic director of the Zollner Art Center at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, speaking with WVIA's Chris Norton about 3 events coming up in March at the Zollner Center. Tomorrow evening, Earth's Dinosaur Zoo. That's at 7:30 p.m. at the Zollner Center. And they suggest that it's family-friendly and also it is a relaxed theater experience and appropriate for individuals on the autism spectrum, young children, and again, families. So that's tomorrow evening at 7:30, Earth's Dinosaur Zoo. And it's at the Zollner Arts Center on the Lehigh University campus in Bethlehem. There is a school show tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock if you think you can make arrangements for that. She also told us about the Moscow Festival Ballet with Romeo and Juliet and Les Sylphides, Saturday, March 24th at 7, and again on the stage of the Zollner Arts Center. And also Kinky Boots, Thursday, March 29th at 7. For more information on the web, ZollnerArtsCenter.org, ZollnerArtsCenter.org, ZOELLNER, ZollnerArtsCenter.org.